Speaking before Parliament's Industry and Commerce Portfolio Committee in Harare today, ZISCO Board Chairman Nyashamakuise said, after a cabinet directive to implement the deal with ESA last December, the President's office set up a committee to spearhead the effort to conclude the ESA deal. Makuise was accompanied by ZISCO Chief Executive Alois Goho, who said he and other ZISCO heads are not heavily involved in the ongoing efforts, but are only consulted to provide information for the company from time to time.
ZISCO management is involved to a certain extent at the moment, more so in providing information of the resources that are available, of the assets that are available, how they were performing, and what our roadmap was. They are looking at this. This is where the departures are coming with their technologies and so forth. We are involved to that extent.
But the two said, following their meeting with the ministerial committee 2 weeks ago, they are optimistic that operations at ZISCO might soon resume. They could not give an exact date, however, saying they are not involved in details of the implementation. Makuise told Parliament that a speedy implementation of the deal would help the country in many ways and improve the plight of workers.
I think we must also be very aware that we might be happy that we have iron ore all over the place, but technology is moving. We might end up with the iron ore being nothing in the scheme of things. But if we can make money now, let's actually implement and make sure that we make money now.
The two said they are doing everything they can to ensure that workers receive at least a little money, but said the company cannot afford to meet regular payroll when no production is taking place.
On our part, we have been trying as much as we could to sell sundry products, raising whatever we can to alleviate the plight of the worker. But that's not good enough. Just give you an example. At the most, sometimes, as ZISCO, if we manage to pay a quarter of the salaries, that would be a major achievement.
The government signed a $750 million deal with ESA to revive ZISCO, but implementing the deal is on hold over differences between the industry and commerce and mines ministries over its terms, including whether the price includes access to iron ore reserves. Mines Minister Obet Mpofu wanted to revisit the terms of the deal because ESA was to pay only $750 million for iron ore reserves, he said are worth more than $30 billion. But in December last year, Cabinet said the deal should stand as is. In response today, members of the industry committee said they are concerned at the continued delays in finalizing the deal and questioned why ZISCO board members and managers are not on the implementing committee. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.